This is WMUK News. I'm Savilla Mann. We're speaking with Terry Noveria. She's a Portage Public Schools trustee, the vice president of the board, and she's running for another term. Portage has 4 open seats on its board this November and 5 total candidates who want to fill them, including our guest. Terry Noveria, welcome.
Thank you, Savilla. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you would like to keep serving on the Portage Public Schools board.
Well, thanks, Savilla. I have lived in the Portage area for 37 years, and the parents of 3 Portage graduates who attended Portage schools for their entire school careers, and I was heavily involved during the time that they were students in Portage. So I felt that I brought a lot to the board initially. We are working on some things that are very exciting. The building project, which was passed by voters last fall, building 2 new middle schools, 2 stadiums, 2 pools, also revamping our bus fleet and technology. So those are some projects that I would like to see through, having been heavily involved in the passage of that millage. Also, we continue to have challenges with the changing population that we are seeing in Portage. It's a much more diverse population than it used to be, and I believe I have some things to add to ensure that those students get the best education they can to prepare themselves for their futures.
And you were first appointed to the board in 2014, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. I was appointed in January of 2014 to fill the unexpired term of one of our trustees, Tom Eddy, who passed away suddenly.
And then you went on to be elected to that seat in November 2014. And so you're serving your first term, partial term on the board.
Yes, I was elected to finish or complete the term of Tom Eddy, which expires at the end of this year.
You mentioned that you've been a Portage Public Schools parent. Do you have experience in education as well?
Well, I don't have experience as a professional in education. However, I've done just about everything a volunteer in the schools could do. Served as a room parent, a library volunteer, worked in the classroom side by side with teachers, PTO president, a number of committees, team parent, all those kinds of things, and have had the opportunity actually to work in the classroom with teachers and see the challenges they face. More recently, over the past 6 or 7 years, I've been directly involved as a volunteer in a mentorship program at Portage Northern that serves our most at-risk students.
In your time as a Portage Public Schools trustee, what has the board accomplished that you're proudest of, and what would you say are the biggest challenges the district faces?
Well, I mentioned before the millage that was passed last fall. That was a lot of hard work that went into that. I've been around the area for quite a while, as I mentioned, and I have seen over that time a lot of banter back and forth, Northern Central. The stadium was a big issue always for over 50 years. We had one stadium that was shared. There was some territorialness that naturally developed as a result of that. So the millage was a great step in unifying the community. We're getting 2 new middle schools, one at the central campus, one at the northern campus. They will replace schools that were built in the early 60s that have outserved their serviceable life. And so it was a great opportunity to help bring the voters together to support that. That was a big accomplishment.
And then challenges that the board faces, I should say challenges that the district faces, Portage Public Schools.
Sure. I also mentioned before the changing demographic of Portage. Portage was for many years seen as a white flight community for Kalamazoo. So naturally, that maybe made it an easier path for education when you're talking about a lot of white collar workers and professionals who support education and not so many challenges with poverty. But over the last 10 years or so, we've seen a big change in that. A lot of it has to do with the economic downturn of 2008, also the exit of the research facilities by Pfizer. So we have a lot more kids that are living in Portage that are living in subsidized housing, people who have job situations that aren't as good as they used to be. And so it's much more of a challenge to serve everybody. But I think we're doing a really terrific job of that. But it just does continue to be a challenge to make sure that everybody is prepared for whatever they're going to do beyond high school, whether that's a career, whether it's college, or whether it's something else.
That plays into something I'd wanted to ask about, which is Portage schools and the status of some of the schools that had been on the focus schools mm-hmm. list, the schools where there's a sizable achievement gap between the highest performing and lower performing students. If I remember correctly, Portage Northern High School came off that list this year.
It did.
But you still have, I think, North Middle School and one elementary school that are on that
yes.
list.
Yes.
And so what do you do to address that achievement gap between those students?
Well, actually, our assistant superintendent for instruction is the person that's in charge of doing that. But we do get regular reports about how that's being addressed. There are a number of things that are being done to address those situations. A lot of it involves response to intervention. So what is happening is we use data to identify students who are at risk and attend to their specific needs as soon as possible, rather than waiting for the 9-week marking period to end or the semester when they're then much farther behind and it makes it much more difficult to catch up. And there is planned review of those things periodically throughout the year. So that is one thing that happens. One of the things that we did at Portage Northern, as I mentioned, was this mentorship program. And I've been involved as the volunteer coordinator, so I actually recruit adults to be volunteers. We initially came in targeted on reading. So we targeted students who were significantly below their grade level reading. Used community and parent volunteers to come in and meet with those students once or twice a week to work on their reading focus to try to get them up to grade level. Since probably about year 3 of that program, we've more developed it into a full-blown mentorship program, which means that we will come in, we help students with whatever homework they're dealing with, but then we also just talk to them, encourage them to get involved in extracurricular activities, help them with their college applications. Many times they have personal situations that could be difficult, and so whatever support that we can provide in those situations, we do that.
It's common to hear education professionals, parents, anybody attached to a school talk about the level of state funding that's coming into public mm-hmm. education and to say it's not high enough. How do you feel about the amount of money coming into Portage Public Schools from the state?
Well, you know, the state only has so much money to work with, and we do the best that we can do with whatever they give us. People still talk about Prop A. Was that the thing to do? I suppose there are a lot of ways to look at that. You know, there was so much inequity going on before Prop A was passed.
This is the mid-90s
yes.
Referendum that changed the way that Michigan funds education.
Right, right. So previously we were totally funded by real estate tax revenues. So that means areas that have high-value real estate, wealthier homes, booming businesses certainly got a lot of money from that real estate tax. And so therefore their schools were wealthy and they could do a lot of things that poorer districts could not. Prop A was a way to equitize that so that kids in poverty-stricken areas have their schools funded equally to those in affluent areas. So, you know, we have so many tax dollars coming into Michigan from our sales tax, and the legislature has to do the best they can with that, aside from raising taxes, which nobody likes to hear about. We do the best we can, and we think that we do a fine job in Portage. And actually, that is the main responsibility of school board members, is to be fiscally responsible to their voters.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on standardized testing, how useful it is for gauging a student's progress, and how much emphasis to put on it.
Well, there certainly is a lot of emphasis on standardized testing today, and some would argue way too much. We're spending lots and lots of time that could be used for instruction on testing. On the other side of that, as I mentioned before, it allows us to target areas where we really need to focus, even with particular students. And so I think that that can be helpful. There has to be a happy medium. I don't know how we find that.
Looking for a balance, so not going to zero standardized tests, but what are the things that you think might be overemphasized right now when it comes to standardized testing? Is the amount of time spent on them? Is it the metrics that the state takes away from it?
I think a lot of it is the amount of time spent, and I think teachers would argue that same point, that there's just so much time spent. The other thing is they keep changing the measurement. So you can't track progress from one year to the next if you keep changing the measurement all the time.
We've covered some ground here. Are there things that you would like to add as we talk about the Portage Public Schools and the trustees and what they do?
Well, I would like to say I think the Portage Schools Board has been a great board for me to work with. It's a very cooperative group of people. I mentioned to you in earlier conversation that when I joined the board, it was not necessarily a very diverse group, a board of seven people made up of six men and one woman. We are now a little more diverse, three women. We also have people with a variety of experiences. We have lawyers, we have business people, we have a former teacher and principal. We have people like me who are just parents, but have spent a lot of time at school. So I think it's a very, very good representation of our community.
Terry Noveria, Vice President of the Portage Public Schools Board of Trustees and candidate for that board, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sevilla.